Up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It's a new year, 2019. If you want to get 2019 started off right, do that with Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Powered water means no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents, just carpet clean, drying faster, better and better. Get three rooms of carpet, clean carpet right now. Mention my name, get a free hallway cleaned and sanitized. $109. What a deal, man. $109. You can't beat that. Zero Res, 558-7300, 558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Hour number two, resetting. That was, you know what you just did back there, Mr. Or 24? You just had segment two and segment three. You and Josh Jacobs over there just made the show the first hour. Y'all just took off and said, let's have, because our text messages are
flying
right
yeah.
now.
And we appreciate that. If you want to continue to do that, that'd be great. If you're out there and you don't know where to text in, 986-1566, 864-986-1566. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Text line, Tiger Clay, St. George, South Carolina. I've been to St. George. I like St. George.
My Aunt Bobby and Uncle Bob live in St. George.
So there's Tiger Clay. Very nice down there. Mickey, Zach, we poked the bear. We beat the bear. And the bear found out he's not a big, bad bully on the block anymore. Is this a Mike Tyson thing? Look, let me be clear. I don't think Alabama's going anywhere. I think Alabama's going to be in the national championship run. Now, that is if they can overcome that grueling schedule that they have where they're only favored by 28 points. You know what, man? Maybe it just gets more grueling next year and it might be favored by 27 points a game. Who knows? But if they can get over that mental fatigue of that meat grinder that they have, I think Alabama's going to be back again and again and again. They're not going anywhere. But they've just shown their weakness by making excuses, man. And all over their message boards. It's Clemson had so much of a more difficult, Clemson had so much easier schedule throughout. They did, really? There was not a single game on Alabama's schedule where they weren't double-digit favorites last year. On average, they were favored by 28 points. On average, they beat their opponent 47.7 to 16. There was no long meat-grinding part of the schedule that Alabama had to go through that Clemson didn't have to go through. And yet, boy, we just put it out that, oh, so much more difficult. You guys just don't understand, man, how difficult this thing really is. Now, we'll say this. There might be that going into the spring or something because you just played 15 games. But that's how you have to adjust. Remember when Clemson first played the 15-game deal and Dabo had to adjust spring practice and the off-season stuff? And what he did, he moved it back a week or gave him an extra week off. You just got to keep your body. You got to keep your finger on the pulse of this. And finally, I'm going to leave you with this on the subject before you get some more phone calls. I got a bunch of texts if you'd like. Alabama employs two or three or four or five of these sports psychologists and these dudes. I was told one time that they've got these guys that look like they're deadheads, these Grateful Dead fans. And they walk around in flip-flops, Tommy Bahama long shorts, linen shorts, and these flowered button-down shirts, Hawaiian shirts. And you're walking around and long hair and ponytails and like who are these guys? Well, they are analytics guys that study the players and study their the emotions of the team and the mental part of the team and all this kind of stuff. And they report back to Nick Saban on who to push what button and how to push it. They look at the player's personality and just observe the whole time. Well, this guy, you need to do this. This guy, you need to do that. Maybe those guys need to get those guys and do their job a little bit better. But it's not handled very well so far. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Scott is in 6 Mile, South Carolina. Josh Williams at 725. Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for calling, hanging on and calling in. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mickey. I hope you guys are.
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I'm right there with you with the birth of your child coming up. I know that's going to be a great thing for you.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that for sure.
Real quick, just an observation. It seems to me that Dabo and the Clemson program, especially now after they've won 2 championships out of 3 years, that they've exposed Alabama in their technique, their approach. And it was one of the pundits on TV said that Alabama is a factory, but Clemson is a family. And I think now that they've got the attention of the nation, that you can do it a different way. You don't have to have that. You know, we've all at some point in our life had that boss that was just hard and edgy and just rode you constantly. But we've also had that boss that had great people skills that, you know, understood. And I think that, you know, those recruits out there are starting to see that players and teams, and I think you'll start seeing a lot of teams mimic Dabo's approach. But just like to get your thoughts comparing those two approaches. And I think Dabo's is obviously, you know, better. So.
Scott, I appreciate the phone call. Very good point. Let me point out a couple things here. Nick Saban's not wrong in what he's doing. You don't win 5 or 6 national championships and be wrong in what you're doing. But I think maybe even moving forward, you'll see more people do it the Dabo Swinney way. I think. One of the most telling interviews I've ever heard was on the Dan Patrick Show, and Lane Kiffin was on. And I think I've told the story before on the air. And this was after Nick's national championship last year. And Lane Kiffin shared that he coached 2 years at, I think it's 2 years, 2 years at Alabama. And he goes, I got to tell you something. He goes, I loved game day. I like competing during the games. He said, so, and we played 30 games or 29. I don't know. He was there for 28 games, 29 games, because Sarkisian took him out of that 30th game, took over for him, forced the Florida Atlanta job. And he said, man, for 29 days, I loved it there. The other 700, I was miserable. And so Dan Patrick's response back to that was, well, I guess that's how you have to be a winner and to win it all. And Lane Kiffin surprisingly came back and said, no, I coached with Pete Carroll at Southern Cal. We won national championships, and I loved every single day there. And I mentioned before, I think Pete Carroll's got a little, Dabo Swinney's got a little Pete Carroll in him. You know that. You've worked for people who did that. You grind, you grind, you grind, and then you back off, and you grind, you back off, you grind, you back off, or you just keep grinding. And I think there's ways to go about that. I think Dabo Swinney's way has turned into the right way. Pete Carroll's way turned into the right way. I mean, maybe that's not fair. Maybe not right and wrong. But the new way. And I think maybe even the longer lasting way. I don't want to see Dabo Swinney in 3 years or 4 years get out of here and go, man, that's it. I've emptied the tank. I've done it all. You know what, Dabo? If you want to go watch a Cubs game, you want to take your sons up to watch a Cubs game, you want to go to the Bahamas, you want to go spend time at your Florida vacation home, you want to go to travel the country and go play golf or go, knock yourself out, man. Just keep recharging your battery.
What would the response be if, let's say, after Trevor leaves, let's say he gets another one, right? He's got 3 to his name here at Clemson. And he goes, you know what? I've accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish. I've made more money than I'm going to spend in my lifetime. My family's set up for their lives. I'm done.
You tip your hat and say thank you very much.
That's it, right? There would be some outlying anger, wouldn't there?
Well, people would be disappointed. Yeah. Maybe, you know, they don't want to do that. But no, you guys just tip your hat and say that's it. Good job. But when he does go to those games, he's recharging his batteries. I think there's less of a chance of that.
Yeah.
And Saban does it, but even when Saban does it. Remember this? Remember when this is Nick Saban. Remember when Saban won the national championship one of those years? And he says, I told my staff to enjoy this tomorrow, enjoy today because tomorrow we're working on next year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to smell the roses a little bit, or else you just drive yourself crazy. And I mentioned this, and then I know the score. And again, I think Bama's going to be back. Don't get me wrong. Bama's not going anywhere. Hear me that. Bama's not going anywhere. And so somewhere in time next year when they win it all, people say, well, y'all poured up, put dirt on Bama's grave. No, we're not doing that. But I think that the beginning is getting here. Did you watch Urban Meyer kind of not look the same? Now, he's got a brain issue, a brain tumor. But did you watch him kind of...
Cyst, not a tumor.
Cyst.
Huge difference.
Thank you, Doogie Howser. No, I know. Did you watch him not look good? You know, he's one of those guys, he goes all day, every day, recruits like crazy. You hear recruits say, man, Coach Myers calls me all the time. Like, never stops. You see, I got burned out twice and I had health problems twice.
Well, listen, I think it was ETN that told the story where Tony Elliott called him after the national championship 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And said, hey, you know, we're interested in talking to you and all this kind of stuff and made the initial contact there. And he was touched by how soon after they won a championship, he was reaching out to him and recruiting still. And these guys at Alabama and Ohio State are doing the same thing where they're recruiting after giant games right away. But the difference is, and it's something that Dabo has established in the culture here, the fun is in the winning, right?
Dance in the locker room a little bit.
They're still enjoying that, smelling those roses. And when they're doing those things, those recruiting, those reaching out and getting back to work and building towards the future, it's the fun is in the winning. It's not work.
Enjoy it when you do win.
Yeah.
Dance a little bit. I smell like roses right now, by the way.
Do you?
I smell great.
You showered this morning. Good for you.
No, I didn't. I just still smell good. My natural scent's
just
great.
Just a general scent. Pheromones.
Deadhead Tiger says, Saban's one of the last holdouts from the old school coach mentality that leads with fear. The tactic probably is more palatable when you win. P.S. Good Deadhead reference. Which reminds me, I'll tell you. Are you a Grateful Dead fan? Are you a jam band fan?
I am not, actually.
You know one sober Deadhead said the other sober Deadhead?
What?
This music sucks. It does, man. Jam bands. Play the same song for 28 minutes. You know the music's bad when you got to get altered before you go in. David is in Liberty, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for hanging on a little bit, man. How you doing?
What's going on, buddy? Good morning to you. Hey, I just wanted to explain this Bama thing to you right quick. Just from another way of thinking. I think what happened, Mick, is the first year we put them in the national championship game, they beat us by 5 points. The next time we play in the national championship game, in their mind and their mentality is we stole it at the last second with a cheat and rub route or something, so they were still the king of the block. We cheated or stole that national championship. And it kind of makes me think back to like a Rocky movie. You know, they're still the bully on the block, and this third time around, in the third round, we hit Draco and he drew blood. And now they're beatable. Now it's in their mind, you know, we didn't steal one, we didn't backdoor one. They ain't the big bully on block. They got punched in the mouth and got punched to the ground. It's different. Nobody else ever punches them to the ground. So now that's why they're making the excuses. We've never heard that before. The last time we heard it was, well, the cheat and rub route, they snuck it in there and they won. The first time we beat them, and now, you know, there's no more excuses. There's no more, they stole this and in the last second. There's no, no, we drew blood this time and we punched them and we punched them to the mat, and they had no answer. So I think that's where the excuses start to come in.
You know, it's like I got two Russian references. And David, I appreciate the phone call, man. Hope you have a great weekend. And Drago says, I must break you. You remember it? You seen it? The other one, and I know you've seen this. Bama not sounding like Bama. Bama making excuses now. Not being outside the comfort zone of doing something they're not sure how to act or what to do. Remember Miracle I told you before where Herb Brooks looks at this guy and goes, he didn't know to pull his goalie. He's never had to do it before. He didn't know what to do. How about that look on what's the actor's face?
The guy that played Herb Brooks?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell's face. He looks at the guy and says, he didn't know what to do. The Soviet goalie, they've been blowing teams out. At the end of hockey games, if you're down by a goal, in about the last minute, so, right? 45 minutes, seconds to a minute. You pull your goalie out to have a power play to try to score to get the equalizer.
Extra skater, yes.
And they weren't used to it. They're down by a goal, but he never pulls his goalie because they didn't know to do it. They've never had to do it before. He doesn't know what to do. I love that. I must break you. Well, they broke him. It just feels weird seeing it. Kelly Grammett talked about it yesterday. It feels weird hearing it. If this is a Gamecock, hey, you're used to it. If it's a Tar Heel, you're used to it. Clemson fans, we made excuses before. Georgia fans, you make excuses before. Everybody makes excuses. Bama doesn't make excuses. They're not used to it. They don't know what to do. Blame it on your schedule. Blame it on their schedule. Blame it on whatever. We're 28.5-point favorites. We're mentally fatigued. The other team had a better – the referees, the weather, they don't know what to do. Unbelievable. Never thought I'd hear this in a million years out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. To be honest with you, kind of lost some respect. Just give the other team credit. Hey, I can help you with this. Oh, if he dies, he dies. I can help you with this, Bama, okay? Mr. Or 24, I never asked you to do this before. Can you take some notes over here? Just write this down for me. I want to congratulate Clemson. They came prepared to play. Tonight, they were the better team. They proved it. Congratulations to Coach Sweeney and his staff and the players and their fans. That was a great effort, and we didn't have anything for them tonight. They were the better team. Got it? They didn't know what to do. They don't know what to say. Good on them. But better than we were mentally fatigued going into the game. Goodness gracious, man. Crazy. Hey, my friends at Katechi, I'll break it out again on if you want me to. CATECHE.com. But I'll break this out if I can. Tomorrow, heck, you know what? Get out, play some golf today. Now, there's a winter special going on, 4250 winter special going on right now. But what in the world can I say about this 10-day forecast? Hey, friends, today I'm going to get you up to 56 degrees. Tomorrow, I'm going to get you up to 61 degrees. I'm going to get you 61 on Sunday, 63 on Monday, 69 on Tuesday, 66 on Wednesday, 70 degrees on Thursday, CATECHEE.com. Even though it's 70 degrees, you get a wintertime special. When Shannon Howell called me and told me about this great January and February winter special they have, he didn't think it'd be 70 degrees. They're not going to go up on the price as a result of it. Still good. That price is still good for you right now. That is a great deal. Sneak over and play it. If you never played it, now's a great time to play it. It's our great friends at Katechi. Hartwell, Georgia, halfway between Clemson and Athens, is right across the line there. You're going to love it. It's CATECHEE.com. Check them out if you've never been. If you have been, you're not going to get a deal like this anytime soon. A great wintertime special. Our phone line for you guys, hang on, because I got Josh Williams at 725, and then we'll come back to your phone calls. Much more on your return right after this.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
At Spanx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spanx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spanx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Blue Marble Deli in Seneca offers hearty sandwiches on fresh baked bread, soups, salads, delicious sides, desserts, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Pub Blue next door from 4 to 11 p.m. for nighttime entertainment, live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717. 286 Market Street in Seneca, next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown!
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
I know how to do some things in this world. I have no idea how to raise concrete, how to take care of foundations. I don't know anything about how to fix the interior cracks above doorways and windows and level everything out. That's why I would depend on Canty if I have any issues. C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. Quality products, proven services, professional experience, permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. There's a free quote available for you. You get in touch with them, go on their website, get the numbers here locally, and let them come by and see if you have issues. Maybe you just got a bad door, bad window. Who knows? But you could have a bad foundation issue. So our friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. Our good friend Josh Williams joins us, as he does every Friday at 7:25. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. We have the big one. We have the biggest football game in the world, and I would imagine you've got some good information for me for Sunday Super Bowl, Patriots and the Rams.
Yeah, well, first we'll talk about the number there. Obviously, it's been sitting at Patriots minus 2.5 pretty much for the last 10 days or so at least. Not a lot of movement there. Point totals come down from that 58.5 opener to about 56.5 or 56 in some spots. So, as we kind of talked about and foreshadowed last week, Patriots have gotten 3-1 action in terms of ticket count and money wagered overall as this has gone on. That moved that basically from Rams minus 1 or pick 'em opener toward the Patriots there. In the 52 Super Bowls so far, there's been 16 of them where the closing line has moved more than 1.5 from where that line opened. And in those 16 games, the team that the line moves toward, and in this case would be the Patriots, is gone 14-2 straight up and 12-4 against the number. But if you think back to before the conference championship games and even throughout the playoff, divisional and just before the conference round, at any book in Vegas you could get, and they were booking basically before they did team-specific ones, it was NFC over AFC, NFC laying 2.5. based on the teams there. And then you look at the conference championship round in particular, both of those games were, both of these two teams that were in there, they were 3-point dogs on the road. And the point total for both around 55 and 56. So basically that was saying that, the teams in the conference championship rounds were considered basically equal, on a neutral field. Those home teams were getting, credit there for the home field advantage. So from a pure value perspective, this line probably should be more pick 'em where it opened. Now the Patriots kind of have obviously the Super Bowl history for one, but have a little bit of the recency bias there as they were the later game that day. And they controlled that game, you know, pretty much the whole game, even though they did get behind a couple times in the fourth quarter. But, from a pure value perspective, it would seem to be that the value is on the Rams number because, I mean, they've been the better power-rated team all year in Vegas. They have been a better bet. They would have been a better bet, would have been laying a point to the Patriots the whole year. And if you look at the performance just in the conference championship games, both of them won as underdogs, so they both did nothing to disprove, or basically they did nothing to disappoint. So they both exceeded their expectations there. So from a value standpoint, I definitely think the value is basically on the Rams number.
Yeah, I think the Rams are the better football team, and I think they showed that for 16 games in the regular season. But because the Patriots did look good in the playoffs so far, I think we got a little bit maybe fooled through that. That being said, maybe there's some Belichick stuff in there, but I think there's a misconception, Josh. I'm right with saying this, that, yeah, they played a bunch of Super Bowls, and they won a bunch of Super Bowls, but every single one of these games have been very close and could have gone either way throughout. Now, this line's close. But it's not like they've blown teams out in the Super Bowls.
Yeah, every single Super Bowl that the Patriots have been involved in has been a one-possession game.
Yeah. All right, so matchup-wise, what are some of the matchups to watch? What are some of the matchups that teams might have an advantage in?
I'll say the biggest one for me to watch is, you think about the two, just you think about the two teams that the Patriots have played in the playoffs, being the Chargers and the Chiefs, both have one thing in common. They both have two good pass rushers on the outside. And that was obviously the Chargers played a lot of zone, and Brady just kind of got it out real quick and picked them apart, as he always does. But when you think about that, I mean, Brady had a clean pocket the whole day. All he had to do was just step up and avoid those pass rushers from the outside, and he had a heyday. But you think about the Rams, their two most dominant players on the inside, you know, they don't have to get sacks to affect Brady. They just have to push that pocket in his face. And right. I mean, I definitely think that they're going to double Aaron Donald for sure. And the Pats interior linemen, you know, grade out very well, top 10 at their position. But this is a big game for Ndamukong Suh for sure, who's very likely to see more one-on-one matchups. So that's the biggest thing for me is biggest way you've seen Brady struggle at times in his career. You get that pressure straight back in his face, and he's just throwing it in the ground and living for the next play.
Yeah, and there are no two better defensive tackles in the league than those two. So we'll see that. That's a huge matchup there too. And I think maybe in the running game. Now, the running game's been much more important for both teams in the playoffs than maybe what we would have thought going in. I didn't know if we'd see the Patriots run the ball like this, but maybe even, you know, with Gurley not playing well, Anderson certainly played well against the Cowboys, and maybe the running game be a big part of it.
Yeah, definitely. The whole Gurley thing is just kind of confusing. I mean, obviously he sat out a couple of games there at the end of the year after they had clinched their position, and they didn't really mean much. But, I mean, you know, the divisional game, he had something like 16 carries for 100 yards. And then you go, the last game, he had four carries for 10, and he was taken off the injury report. So, I mean, if that's later found out that, yeah, he was still injured, but you took him off the injury report, you know, there's some ramifications there, I would think. But I don't know, that whole part is kind of puzzling, and it seems maybe even the matchup with Gurley in this game would be getting him the ball out in space and throwing some swing passes and screen passes to him, doing some damage there. But I definitely think the Patriots went more run heavy, obviously after the Josh Gordon situation and him leaving the team and not really giving them any kind of threat on the outside. This was just kind of obviously it made sense against the Chiefs, who as explosive as they were, to just kind of run and eat the clock. But that's been their forte in the playoffs and how they've chosen to attack it.
One of the more fun things to do, halftime shows, pregame shows, commercials. But along with that comes prop bets. You got a bunch of prop bet information for us.
Yeah, there's some kind of, you can get anything you can kind of think of on these, as you said. But as far as more of the game-specific ones, these two are kind of correlated. First one being no score in the first 5:30 of the game. I kind of like that one as a yes, as also as second half to outscore the first half. That's now minus a half point, minus 120. If you think about it, Patriots have been in 8 Super Bowls. Total points scored by them in the first quarter in the 8 Super Bowls is 3. And that was actually last year. Those two are kind of correlated. That first half point total is something like 27.5. But typically, obviously you think last year there was a lot of points, but especially some of these games have kind of exploded in the fourth quarter in particular, like the AFC Championship game. Think back to the AFC Championship game, they did their best to limit Tyreek Hill and them getting over the top. So I think that kind of correlates to Brandon Cooks for the Rams there. Last number I saw for him for his pass or receiving yards was 75.5. I think that's a good take for the under there. They're definitely going to do some bracket covers there and try to not let him get loose over the top, as he's kind of the main deep threat there. And would definitely be a key off of the Rams play action. And the last couple here, players with a pass attempt it's over 2.5. You think about last year, obviously both teams had, this can't include a 2-point conversion. Obviously outside of the quarterbacks, you had the tight end for the Eagles, Trey Burton, throwing a touchdown pass to Foles. And then you also had Amendola throw a pass, similar pass, to Brady that didn't get complete. So you had 4 last year. Year before that, Edelman threw a pass there, so there was at least 3 2 years ago. And then even in the last Super Bowl that the Patriots weren't in, I believe Ted Ginn threw a pass for the Panthers. So there's been at least 3. It's been kind of a growing trend that they're kind of more apropos, basically, to pull out some trick plays there, especially with a couple of creative play callers there in McVay and Edelman. And finally, the last one is the Patriots are kind of like over 5.5 for total third down conversions, and that's not including penalties. With them switching to a more run-heavy scheme so far, if that continues, you've got a lot of shorter third downs. And even last game against the Chiefs, they had something like 13 third down conversions.
I didn't know we had – I hadn't seen the prop bet of 2.5. You can't go 3.5 with number of people who throw passes. You can't do that. But maybe if you have a blowout, maybe backup quarterback late in the game, or that won't happen. But, yeah, all the trick plays, a fake punt, a fake field goal, the halfback passes, the double passes. Oh, yeah, I think that might be one of the easiest bets out there. You couldn't – there's no way they go 3.5 because you go under. But 2.5, that seemed like the stealing right there. Didn't know that was the case. Give me a score. Or give me a team that you like the Rams, it sounds like.
I do. I kind of like the Rams. Let's say 27-23.
Yeah. I like it. Great game. Looking forward to it. Next week, let's talk some college baseball. Next week, let's talk some college basketball. Review the NFL. Review some of those prop bets. Review how Vegas did.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. That's our good friend, Josh Williams. J-Dub. good stuff there. My friends at Trail would like just to talk to you early in your process. I mentioned this many times. They can talk to you at any point in time. They have saved jobs at the last minute. They've done a lot of that stuff. With that being said, the best time to maximize and the best time to get the most that you can out of this whole experience is call them when you are starting to think about the vision of what you want to do, when the concept hits you, when you're just conceptualizing everything. Because that's where Trail, that's where you can really, really, really take advantage of it. And they can offer you all kinds of different delivery methods and talk to you about, you know, why you're building and what you need to be looking at. So maximize it by when the thought pops in your head and the little thing goes ping and that little paragraph comes up on your head over there. That's when you call Trail. 800-319-7006. There's not a bad time to call Trail. But to learn more about the better building process, to learn more about who Trail is, 800-319-7006, and how they can create great buildings and lasting relationships and shepherd you through a great process of the unbelievable team that's going to be on time and it's going to be on budget. It's a really, really cool process and cool people there at Trail. TREHEL.com. TREHEL.com. And finally, whenever we talk about Trail, I'll get a text message. I'll get an email or a phone call or someone send us a message saying, yeah, you're exactly right. We dealt with Trail. They built this for us. And everything you say is exactly right about Trail. Love those folks. We'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, how about an open phone line segment? You can talk about the PGA Tour stuff, college basketball stuff, the Super Bowl stuff, the Missouri stuff, the women's basketball game from last night, Clemson baseball getting the bad news about Spencer Strider. I also want to give you a superstar in golf to watch out for. A young, up-and-coming superstar that's a lot of fun to watch. Short break, much more after this.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Listening has the power to change us, to make us better. And the best place to listen is Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95 and always ad-free. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
When you lie down on a Tempur-Pedic Lux Adapt, you'll feel how it conforms to every inch of you. So, no more tossing and turning, or I love you but please stop moving kind of sleep, because Tempur-Pedic adapts to every pressure point, so the only thing waking you up is your alarm. This President's Day, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Visit Tempur-Pedic.com today to find an exclusive retailer near you. Because there's nothing like Tempur-Pedic sleep.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Buy-Lo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends over at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I got an email yesterday over the Palmetto Golf Report with PalmettoDunes.com. And I didn't think about it this way, but they talk about the romantic Valentine's Day dinner at Alexander's. I took my wife on a romantic romantic dinner a couple summers ago at Alexander's. And by the way, it's Alexander's Restaurant and Wine Bar. Do that this Valentine's, and it makes it easier for you to go down and enjoy golf. You know, you going out on a normal Saturday and playing with the fellas is one thing. Going out and hitting, taking your wife down and her enjoying the beach, you enjoying the golf course, y'all play tennis together, and then you go out to Alexander's and you ride the bikes together. It's a little bit different deal there. There are some great ways you make reservations already right now. Ladies, if you're looking for a great Valentine's Day gift for him, you can get resort apparel right there. And speaking of Valentine's Day, go ahead and discover what a perfect beachfront wedding location would look like at Palmetto Dunes. All great things at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Down at the Waste Management in the Phoenix Open over in Scottsdale, Arizona, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, and Harold Varner III all shot 7 under par. Locally, Richie Rorinsky, 2 under. I saw him play yesterday. He had a couple of good shots. T-39. Kevin Kisner's 1 under. He's T-56. Lucas Glover, 3 over, T-112. Kyle Stanley at 4 over, T-119. And Bill Haas, 5 over, has tied for 124. I want to mention a young superstar in golf, a guy named Matthew Wolf. He's from Southern California. He plays at Oklahoma State. He's won his last 3 college events in the fall. He's an amateur. He gets an exemption, and he is at 4 under par, tied for 11th right now, which is awesome. His caddy is his coach, who is George Gankus, who I think the world of. You've heard me talk about George here on the show many, many times, which is really, really cool. And I mentioned that to mention, watch his swing. Have you seen his swing yet, Zach? It's different. He swings it totally different than anybody we've ever seen before. He rips at it now and does a great job. It's a little quirky deal. You'll like that. And I also mentioned that for another reason, in that we have tournaments now in which guys or college guys are getting some exemptions, and one of those is coming up for us in a couple of weeks. We have our local player here, Bryson Nimmer, one of the top players in all of college golf, who was with Matthew Wolf, by the way, with the Walker Cup practice team over the Christmas holidays. He has an exemption in an upcoming event down, I think, in the Bahamas coming up for the Web.com Tour. So we'll pull for Bryson coming up. The Clemson golf team opens up down there, and then we'll have him on the Web.com Tour, even though he's an amateur and a senior. So I like these guys getting these college exemptions, and we'll like keeping up with Bryson Nimmer, born in South Carolina, raised in South Carolina, and a great Clemson player who had an unbelievable fall as well. So that is something to keep up with. We'll continue doing that. Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. Valentine's Day, Valentine's golf, dinner, and even – maybe a little wedding, a little beachfront wedding for you. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Let's get back to our phone lines. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Snap Hook's been hanging on forever. Snap Hook, thanks for hanging through that break, man. How you doing?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Doing great. Now, I guess you just got to be on, like, cloud nine right now, getting ready for the Patriots.
All I got, I'm going to say one thing about it. 38-20 pass. That's my score, and I'm sticking to it.
Blowout.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't even see it. I don't even see the Rams getting the first down until middle of the second quarter.
Really?
So
confident.
Yeah. I'm calling blowout. 38-20. We play prevent. Let them score a couple times in the third, fourth quarter. It'll Tom will get his next. So. Mm. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, we'll see.
Mickey, you were talking earlier about, you know, Alabama fans being poor losers and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, making excuses and everything. I just hope that for us as Clemson fans, Clemson family, we don't ever get to that point where winning is so expected and so normal that when we do lose, it's we don't know how to react. I just hope we eat some humble pie by seeing all that.
I think it is a great lesson to be learned. And I've got a bunch of people who have gotten in touch with me here in the last 2 hours and talked about it and saying that, isn't it funny, Dabo Swinney loses to Syracuse. He goes in the locker room and congratulates them. And Alabama loses to Clemson, and to make every excuse in the world, I didn't think their quarterback – remember it was Quinnen Williams who said, I didn't think their quarterback was that great. NFL scouts are telling you he'd be the first pick in the NFL draft if he was in this year's draft. And Quinnen Williams tells you, I didn't think their quarterback was that good. He threw a bunch of 50-50 balls. I didn't think he was that good. And then you've got this cat now, Jacob, saying, well, we were mentally tired. You know what? But even though Vegas says you had the easiest schedule and you had all these 28-point favorites and you shouldn't have been, you are. It's just, it's sad to see it. It's shocking to see the team you look up to, the team you admire, this team that you're in awe of all these years, looking like feeble-minded excuse makers. You got your butts handed to you. Just tip your hat and say, hey, man, you know what? Good on you. Great job.
Sorry, losers.
Yep.
That's all I got to say.
Yep.
One last thing, and I'll take it off the air. I got a buddy of mine. He's bless his heart. He's a big-time Carolina fan. Had a conversation with him last night. He said they deserve to be in the playoffs next year based on their strength of schedule alone. Now, mind you, I think that South Carolina probably has one of the toughest schedules, probably the toughest schedule in college football next year. You know, playing Alabama, playing Clemson, playing Georgia. So, he thinks they deserve a ticket to the playoffs just based on their strength.
So let me ask you this. No matter the result, they deserve to be in?
Oh, yeah. He thinks they go 7-6 and they deserve to be in.
Well,
the playoffs.
That would be news in college football. If a 7-6 team makes the college football playoffs, then that must be one hell of a schedule.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. But, you know, I don't have that 5-point South Carolina logic. You know, I don't see it.
Well, Snap Hook, remember this, and I appreciate the call, man. I hope you have a great weekend. Zach, remember this.
Hope he has a great flight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know. At least the pilot. Hope Mrs. Snap Hook's not driving a plane.
That's true. That's true.
Remember this, though. What we learned from that, and maybe a Gamecock fan believes that. Because what we learned last year is that the only thing that matters is how you look when you lose. Remember that? We had this Georgia deal where Georgia needs to get in because they look good in their losses. Well, they didn't look good in the LSU loss. But it was, they look good in the Alabama loss, so put them in the playoff. The value of a good loss, man. It just means more. It's the SEC, it just means more. I got this guy right now that sends me this text, right?
Yeah.
And let me read it to you. This is typical SEC thinking. At least four SEC schools would have gone undefeated if they'd played Clemson's schedule. I'm sorry, against Clemson's very weak schedule. If not for a bad call against A&M, Clemson leaves there with a tail stuck between their legs, and A&M finishes, what, sixth in the SEC? Thoughts? And I said, look, dude, Clemson would have finished undefeated against all those SEC schedules as well. He goes, I didn't say they wouldn't. I'm saying they would have went undefeated with the got to the playoffs with the weak schedule. Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and Florida would have gone undefeated. So now all of a sudden, Florida's great. LSU's great. Man, LSU couldn't score against Alabama. Clemson beats them. Alabama beats LSU 29-0. Clemson beats Alabama 44-16, but LSU would have gone undefeated against Clemson's schedule. Would have been one. Come on, man. You got to give it up, dude. You're trying so damn hard to reach this transitive property of, well, look, it's okay. Look, I know your granddad loved Bear Bryant. I know that the bands are big and those little baton girls are pretty and the fake blonde makeup girls, you know, on the front row of baton. Yeah, that's great. And the fight songs are great and the stadiums are big. But come on, man. You got to just give it up. You're reaching way too hard. Well, you don't understand, man. The SEC. It's the SEC. Just say 44-16. Wow. Good job, man. Great. Well, if you'd have played ours, they played yours. Alabama didn't play a tough schedule. No, nobody is saying Alabama played a tough schedule, are they? Is that what they're trying to hear? That was a tough schedule last year? You're averaging 28-point favorite, you're double-digit favorite in every one of your games? That's a tough schedule? For a team that was all we were told was the greatest college football team in the history of the sport?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't it be mentally tougher than that then? You're reaching, pal, and you're digging yourself deeper into this weak, feeble-minded attitude. You okay?
I'm sorry for bringing this up this morning.
No, I'm glad you did. Clearly, I'm so glad you did.
This was an underlying issue with you for quite some time.
It feels weird to hear it.
It does feel weird to hear it. I agree with you.
It's like when Jennifer Aniston gets jealous of another woman. Come on. You know there's a fake eyelashes. You know she's had work done. Dave is on I-26. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for calling in and hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, before I get to the academic fraud case with Missouri, they rarely mention the fact that we could have scored 50, which explains... Yeah. Why L.J. Dixon didn't get a carry, because he would have scored. He would have scored, putting us over 50. And we played 70 guys every game.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But the academic fraud issue at Missouri, I guess you saw that where this tutor was taking tests for students and all. And the NCAA didn't know how to handle this because they just don't have these kind of cases that often. So they needed an expert in academic fraud to talk to on how to handle this. So who do you call but Johnny Swofford? Because he is the king. He is the expert of academic fraud. So Johnny told them that, look, if they went to class, then it's academic fraud. If they didn't go to class, it's not academic fraud. So this is pretty clear cut. And, how that thing has died over there, just and here the hypocrisy of the NCAA to find these people and Johnny Swofford and North Carolina goes off scot-free just burns me up.
It is amazing, but I'll tell you what it did more than anything else. It has told you in dealing with the NCAA The attitude should be deny, 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 fight, fight, fight. Don't give them an inch. Do you, you, if you, long as you don't admit anything, you come up with some cockamamie thing that, well, every other student did it, and it's a university issue. It's not an athletic issue. The other kids were allowed to take those fake classes. Hey, remember this. I think we always need to remember this about North Carolina, that Marvin Austin, the defensive lineman, who came to school early, was and took remedial English at North Carolina that first year. I'm not sure we'll have remedial English classes in college, but remedial English in first year, what that same semester was taking advanced 400-level Swahili classes, in which it wasn't just about Swahili history or whatever. It was advanced where you had to speak the Swahili language, and he made an A in that Swahili class. That was a fake class, by the way. The African-American study professor made all this stuff up. But a man born and raised in America had to take remedial English but advanced Swahili. Good stuff, Dave.
While we're speaking of corruption, can I throw one more thing in here?
Yeah, sure.
The response by Krzyzewski to the whole AAU stuff and the Zion Williamson stuff, somebody might want to check. There was a Williamson family that moved into a mansion last year in the Durham area who has a son who plays basketball. Now, I'm not saying that's his family, but sure sounds like it, and they're living in a mansion. They may have gotten what they were asking for, and they were shopping the son.
Well, if he's going to Kansas, we know that's what he was asking for. Dave, good point, man. Be careful on I-26. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks.
Love for you to come back. English is a second language. I'd love for it to come back. Hey, let's do a Jinx 8 Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. And then if you're on hold, I promise you guys, I'm going to get straight to you. Hour number three, some Super Bowl stuff, some recruiting stuff, some college basketball stuff. We've got a lot to do with Zach Orr. I'm Mickey Plotter. Man, we would love for you to come back for hour number three of the Friday.